Hello, I'm Dr. John Cook. I'm so glad you joined us today as we continue our series on Just a Thought on the book of Revelation. We'll get into our study right after this. We're now joining Progress, part 6 of 8 in our study. Look at Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10 now. It says, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth." The Lord makes a promise of protection upon those that had kept his word. Protection from the judgment that was about to fall. The Lord rewards faithfulness, Christian. Faithfulness in his children. Faithfulness is what is required of us as good stewards. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2 says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." Notice it doesn't say that he be found successful. Success is not the key that God's looking for, but faithfulness is. We see then that faithfulness is success. The word of patience is the word of God. This is what they kept. The word of God, which presents the patience of God in seeking the lost in this world. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 tells us, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." The long-suffering of God is his patience. But we dare not try his patience. We're not to tempt the Lord. And lost man, you dare not try his patience either, though he's not willing that any should perish. The lost man that refuses to obey the gospel message, rejects the Savior, will most certainly perish. We read the Lord's promise to his church, "I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation." The question this begs is, what is this hour of temptation? To that local church, they were about to face a great trial of affliction, and the Lord promised to keep them from that. He calls it the hour of temptation. Then to the Philadelphian church age, the age where the word of God is held on to and not surrendered for any cause by the children of God. They would be kept from great tribulations, from great trials that faced their day and time. This was the time, by the way, when the plague hit, and many Christians were spared, more Christians than the world were spared. God kept them in that catastrophic event. So much so that the world blamed the Christians for the plague. But there is an even deeper meaning, as this speaks to some sort of church, something that might be called a church in the tribulation, is given a promise of protection for their faithfulness to the word of God. The inhabitants of the earth have every reason to be fearful of this tribulation period. But that's the time when God is going to reward this world for their wickedness. In Revelation chapter 8 and verse 13, we read what God says through his angel to the inhabitants of the earth. "And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound." God lets this world know the worst is yet to come. And there's no escape for those that choose the world over the Savior. In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 12, listen to what the scripture says. "Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. In that day, Satan will be cast down to this earth, and he will take vengeance upon the creation of God. One thing that all men should recognize, but they don't, is the fact that the devil hates man. He hates God's creation. He hates all the creation of God. There's no love for men in the devil's heart, only hatred. His desire is only the destruction of the creation of God. When this takes place, where the devil is cast down to this earth, the devil will unleash his fury upon the world.